Nolte, New York Times confirms left-wing terrorists burn Bibles in Portland. By John Nolte on August 12, 2020. The far-left New York Times confirmed Portland's left-wing terrorists did indeed burn a Bible, probably two, as well as an American flag, while the crowd cheered. However, what's notable and desperate and all kinds of amusing about the New York Times confirming this appalling and disturbing behavior is that the Times confirmation is framed in a way to make it seem as though the Times debunked the incident, even though there is video. This pathetic desperation reminds me of when the far-left Washington Post did the same during the 2016 presidential election. The Post's Dave Eigel, a far-left activist, actually published the truth about how Hillary Clinton was responsible for launching the birther meme against Barack Obama during their bitter 2008 primary battle. Weigel's story told the truth. The headline, though, claimed the exact opposite, that Hillary did not launch the birther meme. Well, here corporate media goes again. Although the Times confirmed the left-wing terrorists in Antifa, Black Lives Matter, or both, engaged in Bible burning and American flag burning while the crowd cheered, the Times hides this confirmation under a headline that claims to have debunked the event. A Bible burning, a Russian news agency and a story too good to check out, the headline reads. But the story does check out. The Times just hopes you don't read past the headline and the first couple paragraphs before it's forced to confirm everything. A few protesters among the many thousands appear to have burned a single Bible, and possibly a second, for kindling to start a bigger fire. None of the other protesters seem to notice or care. Yeah, I think the whole point is that no one seemed to care. Nine whole paragraphs later. Nine, y'all, nine paragraphs of the Russia paranoia, conspiracy mongering, and McCarthyism we have all come to expect from the Times, we are finally treated to even more confirmation. The crowd does cheer when an American flag is thrown on the flames. So what you have here is a bunch of terrorists cheering after the American flag is tossed on a burning Bible or two, which confirms that those outraged over Portland's left-wing terrorists burning Bibles, burning American flags, and the cheering of both, had every right to be outraged. The following is no joke, nor am I exaggerating. In this desperate and breathtakingly dumb story, the Times fires off more than 2,100 words above and beyond what I've excerpted above in the hope we forget that the Times itself confirmed the Bible and flag burning happened. Can you imagine? I'm assuming things went like this. Boss, we've looked at the video and I'm afraid the Trumptards got it right. There was Bible burning, there was flag burning, and there was cheering. Great. What do we do now? If we publish that, all the 14-year-old woketards we hired will say mean things on Twitter. I have an idea. You remember when Dave Eigel confirmed Hillary Clinton launched the birther meme about Obama and then? Yes. 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 Okay, I need 2,100 words, and at least 1,100 of those words must be the word Russia. And here's the result. Now as you read the excerpt below, keep in mind Antifa and/or Black Lives Matter did indeed engage in Bible burning and flag burning as the mob cheered. Keep in mind the Times itself verified the video is real, and still this is the result. Try not to laugh. Yet in the rush to paint all the protesters as Bible burning zealots, few of the politicians or commentators who weighed in on the incident took the time to look into the story's veracity, or to figure out that it had originated with a Kremlin-backed video news agency. And now, days later, the Portland Bible burnings appear to be one of the first viral Russian disinformation hits of the 2020 presidential campaign. And the Times literally goes on like that for some 2,000 words. And in those 2,000 words, Russia is mentioned, no joke, 31 times. Remember the full-time, 24/7 media freakout when some nobody threatened to burn the Quran a few years back? What a clown show the media have become. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.